It's time to talk pork rinds today, Craig.
Really?
Yes. And I found a song called Chicharrones, which I see is also on the bag of the Rudolph's original pork rinds. Maybe somebody can sort of sort that out and give us an idea of what we're in for as we talk about the annual pork rind festival in Herod, Ohio. Is Mark Singleton from Rudolph Foods. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
We are doing okay. So is chicharrones, is that like a Spanish version of pork rinds, or how is that name connected to pork rinds? You know that?
Yeah, you bet. You know, we do business in over 30 countries, and a lot of those are in Central and South America, and down there, that's the name for them, chicharron.
Ah.
For cracklings, it'd be chicharron con grasa. But it's a big part of our business.
So Craig Adams, my co-host here, has claimed never eaten a pork rind before. And I just need to know, tell him why he needs to go get a bag of the pork rinds and what he can do with it besides enjoy it out of the bag.
Craig, listen, number one, what you're missing is crunchy bacon. It really is a misunderstood snack food. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, Men's Health magazine called us a genius junk food because we're zero carbs. With this keto thing really taking off, I'm sure both of you guys have friends or maybe even y'all have tried the keto diet.
And this is a way to enjoy something that gives you, I guess you said, has more protein than peanuts, I saw, or something to that effect. Huh?
Right. We've got 8 grams of protein. Really, that's what it is mostly protein and some fat. 40% of our fat is oleic acid, like the good fat, like in tuna fish or olive oil. And so we've really got a good story to tell. And once again, with keto blowing up, literally, the number of people eating pork rinds today has almost doubled from just a couple of years ago. This thing's gone crazy.
Now, I'd like to stay away from the spicy stuff. Do you have anything kind of down the middle of the road?
Oh, absolutely. And that's probably been the most fun thing for us here at Rudolph Foods is that so many new people coming into the category, millennials and people that are, you know, really on the cutting edge of looking at their diet or of cooking. Have really prompted us to come up with flavors like kimchi barbecue and pineapple ancho and sea salt and cracked pepper and blackberry habanero, honey chipotle, Thai curry, you know, flavors that you'd have never seen on a pork rind, not even a couple of years ago.
I saw something about a pickle pork rinds or something like that.
Spicy deal. It's one of our favorites. And you know, I read every email from every customer, and it's so much fun to tickle so many people with, once again, things they never would have thought of. But this keto thing, what people are doing, guys, is they're cooking with them. We have people making pizza crust and taco shells and skinny dipping chicken wings and just all kinds of things to keep carbs out of their diet. And come on. I mean, there's nothing better than rolling something in pork rinds.
Right. Well, you started out by telling Craig it's like crunchy bacon. And I, you know.
Oh, you got me there. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this Herod Pork Rind Festival that's coming up June 7th and 8th. How did Rudolph Foods and how did this all come together as far as the connection to that?
Well, you know, being the world's largest pork rind manufacturer is kind of like being the biggest perch, guys. We're not that big, but by golly, in pork rinds we are. And so years ago when the Herod folks started talking about this, it was just kind of a natural for us to become a yearly participant. And, you know, Jim, you know, we're a family-owned company that's been passed down for a couple of generations now. And being involved in the community just really seemed the right thing to do. And so it's held June 7th and 8th in downtown Herod, and it'll be a great small town celebration of obviously Rudolph Foods' favorite snack.
Will they be able to get some really fresh pork rinds there? You know, a lot of times for a festival, they try to have booths that, you know, hand out or give or sell items related to that. Is that what happens at places?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the festival opened at 6 p.m. on Friday, and they'll be setting up all day. And we've got a big cooking station out there. We provide the pellets and, you know, Mary Rudolph came up with a secret recipe in 1957 right there in Lima, Ohio. that we still use today. We'll be cooking up those pork rinds fresh, and it's just like anything else, man. You go in, I mean, go to the mall. What's the best stall? It's the cookie stall, because they're cooking cookies. You smell the cookies. It's awesome. Same thing with the pork rinds. When they're coming right out of that fryer and still popping, unbelievable. And we'll have a lot of good seasonings there for them, too.
I understand they'll be crowning a pork rind princess at this festival, too.
Oh, there's a lot of things. The Pork Rind Festival will crown the princess at 6:30, and then the Smoky Ham Band will be playing on the main stage all night. And then there's all kinds of other things. There's a parade, there's tractor pulls, there's a cruising car show, and bands throughout the event.
Now, is the pig the mascot of this the festival? I see him wandering around on occasion, it looks like, in some of the pictures.
Absolutely. We certainly have that. And in years past, we've even had the world's championship of pork rind eating, where we brought in professional eaters from all over the world to set a new pork rind, World Guinness pork rind record. That is the most full I've ever been in my life, guys. And that is the last eating contest I will ever participate in.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of the pork rinds. I would eat those in college. For me, I would get the pork rinds and a nice fizzy drink. I like the combination of the pork rind and then kind of the fizz that kind of works with some of those softer, puffier pork rinds.
You know, it's so much fun because, you know, our snack is normally passed down generationally, you know, from one generation to the next on a road trip or on a fishing trip, hunting trip. And today, to see it become a hot diet trend and being used in so many different ways, we're just getting to sell to and talk to so many people that, honest guy, like Craig, you've never had a pork rind, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we have a big bell on our booth when we get a pork rind virgin that we ring. It happens all the time. People just don't know what they're missing because they think it's the pork fat. I had this yesterday. It's not the fat. It's the skin. And people have been, they discovered about 8,000 years ago that that's worth eating. If you go to a whole pig pool in the South, when we cook a whole pig with the skin off, that's the best part. It gets fought over.
I also understand there's sort of different types of pork. Now, I'm used to the kind that are, I guess they call soft cracklings, but I guess you got some other shapes or sizes or kind of density. Is that planned, or is that just when you put it in the mix, those are the kind of how it comes out, and you kind of separate them?
No. We've got pork rindologists right there in Lima, Ohio, working on new kinds of pork rinds all the time. We've got things that, cracklings that have different textures, different crunchiness. Some are light and fluffy. Some are harder for people that want a harder bite. We've got some real authentic Hispanic items that taste just like you would a smoked carnita if you smoked the whole pig. It's a wonderful product called the Torita that's really selling like hotcakes in the South and Southwest. So guys, in Cuba, they take plantains and tender cracklings and mix them together, and it's called mofongo, and it's on every plate. So any culture that raised pigs really has a culture of eating the skin.
Talking this morning to Mark Singleton from Rudolph Foods about the Herod Pork Rind Festival coming up on June 7th and 8th in Herod, Ohio. Lots of events going on in the 2 days, music, food as well, and that. And I was going to say, where can I find pork rinds? But here's the deal with me. I go into where are they located a lot of times? You know, the shelf space is taken up by those potatoes and those pretzels and all those other triangular-shaped things. You know, where's a good place to find those pork rinds? Any suggestions when I'm looking for them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're in Myers. We're certainly in Giant. We're in Kroger's throughout the country. Every Kroger. We've got our Southern Recipe small batch and, you know, that's a project I'm really, really proud of. We lowered the salt by 40%. We took out all the MSG. We took out the artificial colors, artificial flavors. And it's really been well received by the customers and consumers out there. It's really doing well. And it's the spicy dill that you referenced earlier. That and the kimchi barbecue have really been a big hit. And people can taste things like this at the Herod Festival this weekend. We're there'll be a ton of Rudolph team members out there working in the booths and participating in the fair, because a lot of our people work right there in the area. Our largest plant and our corporate headquarters is right there, close to Herod in Lima, Ohio.
Well, we hope people will attend that or head out and get some pork rinds for this weekend. What a better way to start the month of June with some pork rinds and then plans for the Pork Rind Festival in Herod, Ohio. Mark, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all the information.
Hey, and listen, if you'd like to learn anything more about cooking with pork rinds, please go to www.porkrinds.com.